Good morning, my lovely, lovely Free Melons. Thank you very much for joining me here on the Free Melon Podcast once again. I am Eli Martyr, and today we're going to be chatting just a little bit about the power of isometric contractions when it comes to building strength and how unnecessary it is to have to labor at a gym for many hours or even just a single hour during the day in order to develop fantastic strength. Now, I was just recently visiting my neighbor. She had seen me in the hallway and offered me some apples. I always bring extra food over or prepare some food for the neighbors on my floor. So whenever I have stuff that I don't use, I kind of just evenly distribute it. Not evenly distribute, but I mean, I'll pick a neighbor for one day and then give them whatever extra I have. And this is just something I do. And she had seen me one day coming up the stairs and said, "Oh, I got some apples for you." So I went over and said, "Sure, yeah, fine. I'll take some apples. Thank you so much." Anyhow. She is using a walker right now because she's got some back problems. And yeah, it was bothersome because she doesn't speak very good English. But she does pretty well and understands enough that she'd be able to understand me. So I finally decided, maybe I'll try to help her out. And one of the reasons why you get this type of debility in the elderly, and this neighbor of mine, she's not elderly. It's just that her muscles are very, very weak. Very, very, very weak. It's just this untenable neuromuscular weakness that really starts to play a role in changing and deforming. And when I say deforming, I don't really mean like deformed as in, you know what I mean, but yeah, slightly malforming the skeletal structure to an unideal state in the elderly. And a lot of this can be corrected, of course, yes, through diet, but through strengthening the muscles that support the skeleton. Okay, now we've all known this to some degree. But the general strength and health of the muscles around a joint, especially weak joints, right, will start to correct the imbalances and weaknesses of that particular joint, because you just help to add structure, okay, to the skeleton and to the joints. Okay, so how can you develop strength without having to go to the gym and without having to do much besides just some simple isometric contractions that you do at home? Okay, well, what you do is, let's take, for example, and I'll use an example that I've experimented with personally and found fantastic success with. You know what, why don't I just tell you? So one of the hardest types of push-ups that you can do is the one-handed push-up, okay? And I'm talking about a very strict one-handed push-up. So I'll just describe it for you. If you're lying flat on your stomach on the ground, okay? Flat on your face, flat on your stomach, okay? And you have one hand, the arm that you're going to use to do the push-up, and you place it on the floor with your elbows hugging the side of your body, okay? So your arm is at a 90-degree angle, palm touching the floor, and your forearm and bicep, they are touching the side of your body, so brushing the side of your body. And your elbow will never flare out, okay? We're not talking about those flared out arms, you know, though those push-ups are much easier to do. We're talking tucked in, and your arm, like a piston, is just going to shoot out straight in front of you without leaving the side of your body. Okay, so your elbows never flare out to the side. And then your other arm, the other supporting arm, is behind your back in kind of like a chicken wing position. And your body, or I should say your chest, is always parallel with the floor, if you can picture all that. So chest is always parallel with the floor. Arm, push-up arm is never going to flare out to the side, so the elbow stays tucked in right beside the chest. And the other supporting arm offers no real support and is chicken-winged behind your back, okay? So that position is probably the most difficult position you can assume doing a one-handed push-up, okay? So I started off not being able to move at all, not even being able to budge, okay, from that position. No strength to be able to do a push-up. But because of the power of isometric contraction, what you do is I go into that position, and for 10 seconds, I just push maximal effort as hard as I possibly can push with my arm. Just push, 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 push. Nothing happens because you just don't have the strength. And then relax, okay? So 10 seconds of maximal contraction, relax. Take a break, go do something else. I can do my other arm in 10 minutes or so, 5 minutes. Same thing. Absolutely no power to push myself off the ground. 10 seconds. Yeah. And that's it. Okay? And I would just repeat that throughout the day whenever I had a second. Okay? It doesn't matter how much time elapses through the day. 20 minutes. Or sorry, excuse me. Between sets. Between efforts. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. An hour. As little as 15 minutes, but probably not less than 10, 15 minutes, okay? And you just do that throughout the day. You could end up with a grand total of 3 sets throughout the day. That's it. 3 sets of isometric contraction. Maximal isometric contraction done for 10 seconds per rep, okay? Well, per set. It's just one set of 10-second contractions. Okay, so after a day of doing about 3 sets of these 10-second contractions of maximal effort in that one-handed push-up position where I could not move, it took approximately 3 days before I was able to go from not being able to budge at all, no movement, to a successful one-handed push-up, 1 rep, okay? 3 days. Now, that is a fantastic increase in the amount of raw strength and raw power. And why is that, okay? Why is it that this isometric technique is able to give you such fantastic increase in strength without having to lift heavy weights at the gym? Actually, just the other day, I did an even more difficult progression where the same technique, same one-handed push-up technique, except your feet are elevated. So I threw my feet onto a staircase, onto the first step of a staircase, and then tried the same thing, okay? Push, 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 not even able to budge, not able to move one iota, zero, zero elevation, okay? Guess how long it took me to be able to do a successful rep in the leg elevated one-handed push-up position. Okay, how many days did it take me to get a rep? It took me 1 day. So 1 day, I went from being able to not do a single rep to being able to do a rep after 1 day of training, isometric training. You can apply this principle to exercise movements and exercise techniques, as I've just shared with you now. Or you can find immovable objects like a wall or whatnot, and you can simply push or flex or allow that immovable object to be the resistance to simply strengthen the muscle that you're hoping to strengthen. And you can do it that way. Why does this work so well? Okay, why does this generate such fantastic strength in such a short period of time without having to exercise your muscles, okay, without having to tax the muscles themselves? The isometric training works because it's really strengthening the neuromuscular firing, okay? It's activating the neurons, your neurological strength, okay? Not as much your muscular strength. because when you are doing these isometric sets, you're firing on all cylinders. So everything you've got is going into this one maximal rep. And the amount of muscle fiber recruitment that you'll undergo is a lot higher than what you'd get if you were lifting a load whose weight you could overwhelm with your muscular effort. Okay, so if you're bicep curling a dumbbell, you can't possibly be using the max muscle fiber recruitment possible because the weight isn't sufficient enough to overwhelm your ability to make the contraction. But with the isometric, the resistance is too great. So you are going at 100%. It's about 100% intensity, absolute max intensity. But because you only do it for 10 seconds, and because you only do it for one maximal rep, and you're not, the point of this isn't to get yourself tired, okay? The point is to develop insane amounts of strength very quickly and efficiently. So you are training the nervous system, not the muscle. You're not training the muscles to endure labor. You just want to get super, super strong. And that's what this is doing, okay? So when you do that and you allow your muscles, you allow your body sufficient time to rest in between, it means that you can do that exercise throughout the day with sufficient rest. And the nervous system is going to start learning to fire very rapidly, okay, because of this new stress that you're subjecting it to. And the amount of muscle fiber recruitment is going to skyrocket, right? The nervous pathways are going to get familiarized to what you're doing. And you're just going to find that you're going to be able to make stronger contractions in no time at all. So, of course, this applies to strength training. Okay, so you can do this with push-ups, you can do this with squat, you can do this with everything. You can do this with absolutely everything. Find a wall, do tricep presses against the wall. You can do rear shoulders, pushing back against the wall with them, with your rear deltoids. Something that I like to do is I'll go to my staircase in the building and I will do the railing just on the side of the wall. I'll hold on to that, duck down under it, so I'm kind of in a pistol squat position, and with one leg try to squat, one-legged squat against the pressure of the railing. Obviously, it's immovable. I can't do it. But the amount of tension you can generate in your quads and your legs and glutes is just immense. And so, yeah, a couple days after doing that, all of a sudden, my pistol squats were a lot stronger. And my endurance. You know, without training your muscular endurance is going to shoot up as well. Because, yeah, everything starts from that raw strength. Your power, both your power and endurance will improve by doing this. Okay? So, of course, this has exercise and strength applications. But in terms of recovering from joint pain and joint problems, of course this has applications. So whatever it is that's ailing you, use this technique for the muscles that are surrounding the joint, surrounding the area, as long as you can do it without pain. Obviously, pain is not good. You don't want to work through pain. You might want to work through a little bit of discomfort, yes, but sheer shooting pain, no. That's to be avoided. You'll have to have someone assess you properly and determine what is good for you. But if it's, you know, little aches and pains that are fine to be exercised around in terms of strengthening, then yeah, definitely do that. So if you've got some lower back pain, if you've got some knee pain, then yeah, any kind of isometric for your legs, like those pistol squats I was just telling you about, then that's something that's going to help you out immensely. Okay. If you've got neck pain, then something you can do is you can flex against the resistance of your arm so that you flex your neck against the power of your arm, not being able to move it, but you're just getting that maximal tension, and then relax, right? You do that for a couple days and you might find that your neck pain starts to relent. There's so many applications to this, guys. Literally, there's no end. You can try it on and with every single different type of movement, and you're going to find some incredible benefits in terms of your ability to ramp up the amount of strength you can generate in that movement just with this simple technique of 10 seconds on, maximal effort with a movement that is beyond your ability to overcome in terms of resistance. So if it's a type of push-up that you can't do, then just try it and do it, and you might find that eventually you're gaining some seriously, seriously good strength. Okay? So yeah, something to go and try. Thank you for listening to me today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we will catch you on the next episode of the Free Melon Podcast. All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.